panoply, panorama, panpipe, pansy, aha, pansexual, knowing no boundaries of sex or gender. Sound interesting? Then join Sally on Sundays at noon for Out of the Pan. All those gender questions making you think too hard? Whether it's transgender, bisexual, polyamorous or beyond, we'll throw those questions into the pan and cook up the answers for you. So go on, push that gender envelope, only on 3CR 855am digital and 3cr.org.au.
Just say yes to me, say a letter. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3CR.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. First broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for your company. 3CR proudly broadcasts from the lands of the Kulin Nations at the intersection of the contested lands of the Wurundjeri and Bunurong peoples. And we pay respects to elders past, present and emerging. A big hello to any Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander, First Nations people tuning in. And we acknowledge that all the lands were stolen and never ceded. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Thanks for your company. I'm Sally Goldner, and we particularly welcome Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people as we close out NAIDOC Week. I hope it has had the meaning for you that is the most positive experience it could be. I'm Sally Goldner. I use the pronouns she and her, and welcome to listeners of all genders, including, but not limited by any means whatsoever, to ladies and gentlemen. And Out of the Pan is a show covering, as I like to say, pansexual issues, knowing no boundaries of sex, gender or musical genre. And the cheers that we heard at the end of that track were for Emma Wall from the live album of some time ago now. And anyway, as a friend of mine used to say, which I think some TV character used to say way back when, and I'm trying to find out when that live album was produced, 2004. Oh gosh, getting old, all these anniversaries. I think we recently had the 31st anniversary of the release of the first Back to the Future movie, which was, of course, set in 1985. This year, for here it is, very early, 7 minutes and 28 seconds or so in, the 30th anniversary of Hulk Hogan going heel at Bash at the Beach. Yes, critical queer news on this program. But if you have more critical queer news, you can send it in by lots of means of information, and I'm particularly asking for your assistance today. You can send it to outofthepan855@gmail.com. You can send it to SMS 61456 751215. On Twitter, Mastodon Blue Sky, and Instagram at Sal Gold said so. And that's the bottom line. And look for posts on Facebook, my page, Sally Goldner AM, and Out of the Pan 3CR 855 AM Melbourne. Any opinions I express on the show are strictly my own. And you can also mail in to PO Box 1277 Collingwood 3066. Because we're communication means diverse on this show, there could possibly be triggering content. My tongue is not content. Content on the show today. So I'll give the numbers now. Please write them down. QLife, including Switchboard in Victoria and Tasmania, 1800 184 527, and Rainbow Door, 1800 729 367. Because today, the first half of this isn't, hopefully wouldn't be triggering, the second half might be. I've put out a call on all the social media channels, the theme of today's show is experiences in relation to specifically being queer that are positive or negative. Now, excuse the binary in that, but neutral ones could be good if you think they are. Please let me know. So the positive ones hopefully wouldn't be triggering, but negative experiences only if you feel, of course, safe to share and you have support and all that sort of thing. But I'm also particularly interested in more recent experiences. Also, what do you think might have made the negative experiences better, or for lack of better words, less worse? And you know, what could have even prevented the experiences to a large extent? You can DM me by all the channel, the proverbial channels or the email, that sort of thing. Or you can message me, all that sort of stuff as well. I'll start, for lack of anything better. Now, this was a long, long time ago and all that sort of thing, but it was a very positive and fun experience that I think brought some queer humour to a situation involving the late, great Louise Hordern. Now, Louise was a bit of a character who was involved in the trans community in the latter part of the 20th century, sadly passed away from memory about 2001. She, for example, had the wonderful motto that she always gave a lot of cheek because it's better to give than receive. And Seahorse, a long-running trans social and support group in NAM and Victoria for that matter, has a monthly meeting. However, 1 month every year, January, summertime, Louise would very kindly invite us up to her house in Mount Evelyn, in them there hills to the east of Melbourne, / NAM, and have a barbecue, which was a nice change of pace. And we'd sit around her house, which had this amazing disappearing wall. The whole wall would sort of upstairs with a balcony would just sink down by engineering, which she built herself as an engineer, showing great skill, of course, of transgender, diverse and queer people. And then you could look out sort of over the green fields beyond, which was all lovely, but of course it came time to go. The thing with Mount Evelyn at that time, and it may still well be the same, is that there's only one road in and out of Mount Evelyn, which would obviously have implications for safety. But as we left in the late afternoon, heading into early evening on that summer's night, there was a booze bus set up. And now there was all these, I will use the term trans women and non-binary, gender non-conforming people, regardless of label, going through. Now this was at the late 90s from memory, about 1998-ish. And apparently one of our number, after they went through, heard one police officer say to the other, "That's the sixth bloody one of these people already. What's going on?" Now, that is not in itself funny, but the fact that they got some sort of surprise, I think, is a positive experience for queer visibility, which just had a bit of fun. I honestly don't believe there was any real discrimination in that. You can argue about intent, you know, of course, under law, I would hasten to add, and I'll come to that in a short time. Discrimination doesn't matter how you mean it, otherwise we'd never have any discrimination, or it'd be impossible to prove that sort of thing. We all know how tough it is for things like sexual harassment and sexual violence, content note there, to prove that. So, but anyway, even if there was, I hardly think, it wasn't directed at anyone, so don't think so. So welcome your positive and negative experiences. And I've had a message in from the fabulous Wombat, who does, of course, lots of positive things in relation to our queer communities. Certainly we can do this. Wombat has said, "Wondering if on Out of the Pan I could highlight upcoming performances of Camberwell Showtime." Now, it's not a queer exclusive arts event, but the 107 among the 170 cast members, I promise the full diversity of sexuality and gender being reflected. Well, certainly we can promote that, both from the queer point of view and the arts point of view. 3CR is certainly here to promote community arts. Check out our program grid at 3cr.org.au for all the arts programs that discuss films and music of all sorts. Cast all youth members, but the Camberwell Showtime gets congratulated for inclusive environments, including dressing rooms and costume arrangements. Now, there's a good thing. there's a good positive. So this is by Happy Coincidence Wombat, putting our theme in. You can have costumes that aren't boysy and girlsy type of things, and, you know, boysy and girlsy school uniforms and whatever else. You can make them kind of more gender neutral, if you like. And 170 people are involved in scouting, which I know, Wombat, you do amazing work in as part of community. And 100% originally written over the summer. The jokes, the lyrics, I hope there's puns, please let me know. And all the musical performances written by Scouts members, original youth voice. And it's the round at Whitehorse City Council to the east of the Melbourne Central Business District. And so it builds confidence in young people performing, so they need an audience, especially for the midweek evening shows. This comes up in August, so organise yourself. Sunday 16th through Saturday 22nd of August. I'll put your link, camberwellshowtime.com, into the Poodlecast Wombat. And it's our 60th year of original youth theatre, sort of including the inclusiveness of scouting. And it says, when you book, please name the Showtime member to be credited with your tickets. You can put Wombat Lines in the box. I think that's a great thing. The referrals will be distributors because the young people get prizes for ticketing milestones. And, I think that's perfectly fair, Wombat. I mean, as I say, it's queer-friendly, it's arts, there's queer inclusion. I like the idea of how the dressing rooms and costumes are done. That's good thinking, Batpan. So, yeah, that's a positive. That's a queer positive, recent queer positive experience. Now, remember that this is, we're holding space and affirming experiences, whether they're positive, negative, and I'm sure somewhere we could fit neutral in. We'll go from there. In the meantime, here's a bit of fun, and I got this track recently from Stuart Cooper. I'm not sure of this lovely person's pronunciation, if it's Stuart Coop or Coupe, who sends me stuff from Laughing Outlaw, updating me on lots of music. It's an old favourite that's slightly redone, and part of an updated album, which I will talk to after we've heard it. Here's John Schumann and the Vagabond Crew with a new version of Redgum's classic, I've Been to Bali Too. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au and 3CR On Demand.
Corners fly 20, ding passar, meals and a com. Rent a car, I've been to Bali,
I've been to Bali too.
Took a 2-week course at a suntan clinic. The line ran leggy and I wouldn't look anemic. And you can't impress me,
I've been to Bali too.
Got a ride out to Kuta in the back of a truck. Cost me $20 and it wasn't worth a buck. Hustle to a lost and down poppy's life. By a Javanese guy in a tropical rainstorm.
Lock up your daughters, I've been to Bali too.
Life is tragic if you're hanging out a cooter and you haven't got a car, bike or a scooter. Show me the bike shop. Got my silver Honda because I had to get away. It's got no brakes, small tyres, 5,000 routes a day. Well, I don't ride a bike much home in Australia. Some motorcycle hero, guess I'm a failure. Memos to the left, trucks to the right.
The Honda was a wreck, but I was all right. Hello, Mikura Chrome, I've been to Bali too.
Thank you.
I was short of cash. Because of Bali Belly and a tropical rash, Daddy came through Marion Express.
Bali t-shirts, magic mushrooms, the red gum bootlegs, I've been to Bali too.
I took my bag and Mozzie called to Pelliatan. Was there where my Bali trip really began. Been there, done that, I've been to Bali too. There were tourists from Holland and Britain and France. Late night, puppet shows, leg on dance. Wanna see my slides? Well, I wandered off to Uber just a little off the track. 1 week there, didn't wanna come back. Listen to Gamelon and play on guitar.
Chandri's Tacos, Hotel Manara, to my visa, I've been to Bali too.
Flying kangaroo out of Denpasar. Left my camera in the airport bar.
I've been to Bali.
Touchdown, touchdown, telemarine. They sprayed me on the plane so I'd be real clean.
Coming through customs.
Went through my bags like poor old Chappelle. I smoked it all there, you can all go to hell. Cause you can't bust me. You've been to Paris, you've been to Boston. You've been to Fiji, we've all been to London. But you can't impress me, cause I've been to Bali too.
Transfamily is a not-for-profit organization providing a peer support group for loved ones, including parents, siblings, extended family, and friends of a trans and gender diverse person. Transfamily runs discussion groups in person and online. We offer a safe space to share your experiences, ask any questions regarding your situation, and provide peer support. We are especially keen to hear from loved ones in regional and rural Victoria. Donations to TransFamily are tax deductible. For more information, visit transfamily.org.au or look for us on Facebook. TransFamily is a 3CR supporter.
Out of the Pan thanks Go Kindly for their sponsorship of this program. Go Kindly creates high-quality, locally made bedding, donating 50% of profits to support women and gender diverse people experiencing housing stress. Check out gokindly.com.au and take their pillow quiz.
ThreeCR 855 AM, 3CR Digital. 3cr.org.au and 3CR on demand. Out of the Pan with Sally, first broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for your company. And, well, we just heard from John Schumann and the Vagabond Crew, and that's from an awesome album called, to be precise, if my computer is going to be fast and furious. There could be a franchise in that. A new album called Corrugated Highway, The Red Gum Years Live, which is looking pretty awesome to me. A whole heap of relatively early Red Gum songs, which is, I think, a really good thing. And I'm going to bring up a list of those. So hopefully when I am fiscally flushed, that's very poor Keating, isn't it? I will purchase all of said songs and get it because, of course, that was very excellent, all of those songs. And, yeah, Corrugated Highway. Is that album, and you know, of course, it follows from the live Red Gum Caught in the Act album from many years ago, and sold out performances of the Red Gum years whipped up demand for a new live record. So, over two nights in Melbourne in August 2025, the Vagabond crew recorded this album, two CDs or two of those big vinyl CDs. Here we go. One More Boring Thursday Night in Adelaide, Beaumont Rag, Stewie Poor, Ned, Peter the Cabbie, Virgin Ground, Doesn't Matter to Me, Killing Floor, 100 Years on, Fabulon, Last Frontier, all songs still relevant today. We're going to run to Ted, Diamond, Tina Driver, Working Girls, I've Been to Bali Too, Gladstone Pier, I Was Only 19, The Long Run, and then Fishing Net in the Rain and Waltzing Matilda. Fishing Net in the Rain, I believe, is one of John's later songs, but please, I am happy to stand, sit, or lie down corrected. An excellent album, one of Australia's great musical contributors, for sure. So, yes, get your papers on that one. Well, we had lots of positive stuff in the first segment, but a listener who understandably wants to remain anonymous has messaged me privately about an experience they had in a medical practice, and they've said, I will definitely raise general content notes for this part of the show, for transphobia of a range of degrees, I think we could say. So once again, QLife, including Switchboard 1800 184527 and Rainbow Door 1800 729367, about the situation of someone under the transgender diverse non-binary umbrella, which happened just after the recent National Press Club conference by a federal politician. Now, I think you'd obviously work out who that could be. Now, my the correspondent here, as I can, I will call the correspondent the correspondent, has first happily sent me a very important article about how what I think virtually every trans and gender diverse person at least knows of, if not agrees with, misgendering negatively affects the mental and physical health of trans individuals. I'll put a link to this in the podcast, and may impact their future engagement with the healthcare system. May is probably a bit conservative, I'd say highly likely. And some doctors are, quote, ill-equipped to care for trans parents, partly to structural stigmatization built into medical training, which assumes, I'm going to say, cisgender and probably endosex bodies. The authors of this piece, Irene Dolan, a GP and clinical editor with Health Pathways Western Australia, and misgendering occurs when a person is addressed or described using language, name, pronouns or title that does not match their gender identity. 29% of trans young people avoided medical services due to gender nonconformity. Interesting that it's, don't know if there's research on all ages, because certainly older people who have had a greater length of time of marginalisation and probably at least on balance the same degree, would probably, that needs to be considered. Language used, there's structural, interpersonal and individual stigma. So structural intention and unintentional policies and practices that result in restricted opportunities for stigmatised people. Now, it should be noted something very important, that under anti-discrimination protections that exist at a national level and in all states and territories, including for trans and gender diverse people, for example, the Victorian law section 10 says motive is irrelevant. So it doesn't matter whether it's intentional. And for that matter, it doesn't even have to be unconscious bias, according to a relatively recent case. So structural stigma contributes to lack of education, and interpersonal and individual. Well, I'll just say from most of my experience and what I've heard firsthand, most of this stuff seems to happen when a trans person is by themselves, and even worse, when there's two other people from a service provider in the immediate space. And there's a sort of, even if there's not, there's a gang up, because the service provider person number one goes and tells number person number two, probably gives an at least uninformed, if not not objective assessment, and on we go. And there's also incomplete data in health, data collection, bathrooms, ward allocation, and structural policy. So a lot of things. So really appreciate, I'll say, correspondent sending in this these comments. Now, here's where we really have to, unfortunately, ramp up the level of what happened. And this person says they have experienced medicalized gendered violence, i.e. where medicine is weaponized to cause harm. And the person correspondent went for a care plan in the outer west with a nurse. The correspondent says, I'm a trans man. A cisgender woman nurse started by being late and hurried me out because it was 4:40 p.m. Yep, well, the thing is, any client needs to get the same service, whether no matter what time of day or night it is, or let's say get the best quality service with the best quality outcomes would be a better way to put it, because we all know we don't want to be treated the same. We all need the same outcome. The person has gender-affirming care as part of their care planning. The nurse said to the trans man that they'd done the rainbow tick accreditation a few years ago, and the trainer, I'd better say, had allegedly said, if you treat me poorly, I'll just sue and get a holiday to Bali. Now, I don't think any diversity trainer in their right who is worth their salt would say that. But clearly, if it did, then that's inappropriate. But I don't think anyone really needs to listen to that. Then the nurse asks the trans man about gynecological health instead of asking me if I'd had a pap smear or a breast exam, and then will raise the content warning. The nurse asks, do you still have mammaries? Just call them breasts. When discussing gynecological issues that needed attending to, that only matters if you are having deep penetrative sex. So that's, I can't think how many parts of federal and state anti-discrimination, all that breaks. The issue was nothing to do with the sex life. The second cisgender woman nurse and the nurse who did the care plan did a closed door consultation about me before the injection. Yeah, well, we all know about that they can say there's things on record and on film, but it's what's said behind closed doors. It was raised with a complaint, and the clinic manager launched a fuss about in launching an investigation, but was dismissive and wrote. And so the trans man has asked for medical records and said would be leaving the clinic for good. The records came, and the care plan is horribly prioritised, and it seems without the client patient's consent, which is totally inappropriate, towards other physical health issues that were not even discussed in the meeting, and they left out gender affirming care altogether. It's also got a whole lot of misleading information about my health status. I've asked for the care plan to be removed under the Australian privacy principles. You are allowed to correct medical information, and I suggest people get to know the Australian privacy principles around this, because misleading information or attempts to make you comply can follow you. Hope that helps. Yeah, wowsies. Goodness me. I mean, I'm gobsmacked. To say that, put it mildly, I'm sure there's probably other situations like that. How someone can possibly write up your medical plan without your consent and then not tell you is beyond me. Oh, God, I mean, one-sided, all that sort of thing. I mean, yes, as our listeners can no doubt hear, I'm somewhat, utterly bewildered by this, that could happen, that someone could actually write up something that's not agreed to. I mean, I am not, I'll say this in a lay sense of the word, not any legal sense. I'm wondering if that's fraud or forgery or intention to commit fraud or forgery, given that it's happened. It's probably stronger than intention, using these words in lay terms. But, wow, that's appalling. And we need to get these issues out there. I don't think there's enough understanding amongst the broader cis population of what trans and gender diverse people are experiencing. So thank you, correspondent, for sending that information. And I honour your courage, authenticity and similar positive qualities in doing so. And if anyone is listening, is distressed by that, once again, to play Ultra Safe, QLife, including Switchboard in Victoria and Tasmania, 1800 184 527, Rainbow Door, 1800 729 367. Yeah, absolutely bewildering. But as I say, I just wonder how much of this is going on. And 3CR is here to talk about these sorts of issues. So, now again, if you've had an experience you feel comfortable to share that is negative with a service provider and employment, please let me know. Also, you know, particularly the timing is important. And I note again strongly correspondent's comment that this happened just after the certain National Press Club conference. So, you know, this certainly, you know, there's evidence that this obviously has a negative influence on people, that they think they can probably just break laws and get away with it. Pretty woeful. All right, I need a breather if no one else does. Let's have some muzak and mood, not muzak, definite music. Let's rock out, jam out and blues out with Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band from Live Bullet in 1975. And here's Bo Diddley.
We'll be right back.
3CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. First broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for your company. And we just heard from Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, rock and roll and all that sort of thing. Bo Diddley, a bit of a jam there, as they say, or a marmalade. Or honey, who knows? Anyway, enough of that. And I forgot to mention earlier, after playing the community service announcements, Transfamily is on the third Saturday of each month, so that is next Saturday. Contact transfamily.org.au, declaring my interest as a committee member. And go kindly. Thank you for your ongoing support. Of our show and 3CR. Thank you for cooking up good things in the pan with me. So that's really, really cool. I'm just going to, I've taken some deep breaths and that sort of thing after the, what I shared there. As I say, I'm more gobsmacked, I suppose, by the way to record information that someone didn't ask to be recorded. I'm still kind of gobsmacked by that. But this is why we have anti-discrimination laws. It's why we have, privacy laws, all these other things, bullying laws, if things happen in a workplace, community legal centres and Victoria Legal Aid. I know, of course, so many of these great services are underfunded. There's long waits and all that sort of thing. Bloody, 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 blah. Use them where you can. It sucks that we have to fight this. We have to do the proverbial emotional labour, all that sort of thing. All those sorts of things, emotional labour, the time to write out complaints, perhaps get someone to advocate for us. But I just think if we don't draw the proverbial line in the sand, I think that we end up, making things worse. And also, this is, of course, where we need, I've harped on a bit about it, but I can only, reiterate it too much. Allyship and accompliceship, which I think is important, to remove the, burden of emotional and practical labour in these sorts of situations. And we also need strong leadership to prevent it, which I find there's a significant shortage thereupon, to wit, deal with this situation. So, plenty of things to think about in there. We are, moving towards the end of the program. And so I'll just take a quick breather. What can we do in the meantime? I think always a good thing to do would be to play some Dolly Parton, because we can. And here's Dolly on Sugar Hill. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3CR.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally.
Up on Sugar Hill we'd go walking, hand in hand while the south wind blowed. Bob White's calling, black crows caulking, counting the warts on a toad in the road. Down in the mill pond swimming naked, showing more than we should have showed. We were just kids exploring nature, learning more than we should have known. Shook, 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 Sugar Hill memories, stealing sugar on a mountainside. Shook, 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 Sugar Hill sugar, sweeter than candy and cake and pie. Oh, 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 a yellow dress draping off of my shoulder, seeing myself in the looking glass. Older now and a little bit bolder, thinking about our summers past. Up on Sugar Hill we'd go walking, hand in hand up the mountainside. Teenage lovers planning and talking, dreaming of a future for you and I. Shook, 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 Sugar Hill memories, stealing sugar on a mountaintop. Shook, 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 Sugar Hill sugar, sweeter than ice cream and soda pop. Years have passed, we're married with children, our days are happy, our memories fond. We still find it quite appealing to go to Sugar Hill as we're making in the pond. Shook, 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 Sugar Hill memories, stealing sugar on a mountain top. Shook, 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 Sugar Hill sugar, sweeter than ice cream and soda pop. Up on Sugar Hill there's a wealth of treasure, down its memory lane I can walk in still. What it means to me is more than I can measure. Golden moments on Sugar Hill. Up on Sugar Hill with the fireflies glowing, salmon katydids and a whippoorwill, honeysuckle blooming and a mountain stream's flowing, a little spot of heaven on Sugar Hill. Up on Sugar Hill with the bobwhites calling, black crows talking and the soft wind blows. Up on Sugar Hill the lovers talking. Up on Sugar Hill where the good times roll.
Sugar
Hill. Hi, I'm Leroy McQueen, and you're listening to 3CR.
Has Centrelink made a decision you disagree with? Most Centrelink decisions can be appealed up to 3 times. Examples of decisions you can appeal include whether you're eligible for a payment, cancellation or suspension of your payment, how much you get paid, and Centrelink debts. One of the most common Centrelink decisions appealed are Centrelink debts. Centrelink will say you owe a debt if the staff determine you've been paid more than you should have. Debts can occur for a variety of reasons. In some instances, if there's been an administrative error or if you have special circumstances, you may not have to repay that debt. The appeal process is free, but time limits can apply and will affect your entitlement to back payment. Social Security Rights Victoria is a specialist community legal centre providing Victorians free advice to help you understand your Centrelink issues and the appeal processes. You can contact Social Security Rights Victoria on 9481 0355 or online at ssrv.org.au. The Federation of Community Legal Centres is a 3CR supporter.
3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3CR.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. Thanks for your company. We just heard from Dolly Parton on Sugar Hill from the Halos and Horns album of 2002, as someone would have said. And what a great track. Out of the Pan, playing music regardless of sex, gender or genre. And time for me to get out of here and make way for Freedom of Species. Meg today has the Freedom of Species microphone. I forgot to thank the crew from Out of the Blue, by the way, diving deep for marine news as they do every Sunday morning from 11:30 till noon, talking about those urchins. Freedom of Species has, well, a great topic today, which I think goes way beyond animal rights advocacy, vegan, vegetarian. Are we living in a post-compassion era? Certainly something that I think needs considering and, well, heaven forbid, subconscious linkage to what we were kind of just talking about in a way. So always stay tuned to Freedom of Species. Rotations at 2, Queering the Air at 3, Salaam Radio Show at 4. That's the great afternoon of listening on 3CR. I will leave you today with just something fun to just ease your tensions away. Someone who, in my opinion, just never ceases to amaze me. He's probably better known for some of his parodies, etc. But here's one of his originals, which it amazes me that he sort of gets to record this. Weird Al Yankovic and the Biggest Ball of Twine in Minnesota. Thanks for tuning in to Out of the Pan. Thanks, Correspondent and Wombat. I'm Sally Goldner. Stay difficult and stay happy. Catch you next week.
Well, I had 2 weeks of vacation time coming after working all year down at Big Roy's Heating and Plumbing. So one night when my family and I were gathered round the dinner table, I said, kids, if you could go anywhere in this great big world now, where'd you like to go to? They said, Dad, we want to see the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. They picked the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. The very next day we loaded up the car with potato skins and pickled wieners, crossword puzzles, Spider-Man comics, and Mama's homemade rhubarb pie. Pulled out of the driveway and the neighbors, they all waved goodbye. And so began our 3-day journey. We picked up a guy holding a sign that said Twine Ball or Bust. He smelled real bad and he said his name was Bernie. I put in a Slim Whitman tape, my wife put on a brand new hairnet. Kids were in the backseat, jumping up and down, yelling, are we there yet? And all of us were joined together in one common thought as we rolled down the long and winding interstate and off 53 to Soda. We're going to see the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. We're heading for the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. Couldn't wait to get there, so we drove straight through for 3 whole days and nights. Of course, we stopped for more pickled wieners now and then. The scenery was just so pretty. Boy, I wish the kids could have seen it, but you can't see out of the side of the car because the windows are completely covered with the decals from all the places where we've already been. Like Elvis Orama, the Tupperware Museum, the Boll Weevil Monument, Cranberry World, the Shuffleboard Hall of Fame, Poodle Dog Rock, and the Mecca of Albino Squirrels. We've been to ghost towns, theme parks, wax museums, and a place where you can drive through the middle of a tree scene, alligator farms, and tarantula ranches.
but there's still one thing we gotta see. Well, we crossed the state line about 6:39, and we saw the sign that said Twine Ball exit 50 miles. Oh, the kids were so happy, they started singing 99 bottles of beer on the wall for the 27th time that day. So we pulled off the road at the last chance gas station, got a few more pickled wieners and a diet chocolate soda, on our way to see the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. We're gonna see the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. Finally, at 7:37 early Wednesday evening, as the sun was setting in the Minnesota sky, out in the distance on the horizon, it appeared to me like a vision before my unbelieving eyes. Parked the car and walked with awe-filled reverence toward that glorious, huge, majestic sphere. I was just so overwhelmed by its sheer immensity, I had to pop myself a beer. Yes, on these hallowed grounds, open 10 to 8 on weekdays, in a little shrine under a makeshift pagoda, there sits the biggest. Beside it, and I warned the kids, now you better not touch it, those ropes are there for a reason. I said, maybe if you're good, I'll tie it to the back of our car and we can take it home, but I was only teasing. Then we went to the gift shop and stood in line, bought a souvenir miniature ball of twine, some window decals, and anything else they'd sell us. And I bought a couple postcards, greetings from the Twine Ball, wish you were here, won't the folks back home be jealous. Gave her camera to Bernie and we stood by the ball and we all gathered round and said cheese. Then Bernie ran away with my brand new Instamatic, but at least we got our memories. So we all just stared at the ball for a while and my eyes got moist, but I said with a smile, kids, this here's what America's all about. Then I started feeling kind of gooey inside and I fell on my knees and I cried and cried, and that's when those security guards threw us out. You know, I bet if we unraveled that sucker, it'd roll all the way down to Fargo, North Dakota. 'Cause it's the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. I'm talking about the biggest ball of twine.
This is William Barton. Keep it locked to 3CR, the home of unique music.